This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number three. 855-450-FREE in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And what happens when you overdose on caffeine?
Call a robot.
No, I don't think that... Well, you could call a robot, but I don't know if the robot would help you. And, well, this actually happened in... Northumbria University over in the UK, there was a study on caffeine. And, well, let's just say it went very, very wrong, and the university has been fined £400,000 after the caffeine experiment put students in the hospital. Sports science students Alex Rosetto and Luke Parkin volunteered to take part in the test at Northumbria, which aimed to measure the effect of caffeine on exercise. But after a basic calculation error, hello computers, the second-year students were given 100 times the correct dosage, causing violent side effects and putting them in the hospital with life-threatening reactions. In March of 2015, prosecutor Adam Farrer told Newcastle Crown Court that the pair should have been given 0.3 grams of caffeine. But when somebody was doing the calculations, apparently they moved the decimal place and the students...
They didn't have a checklist.
The students were given 30 grams
of
caffeine.
Robot.
My God, these poor students were on like half the level of caffeine I'm on every moment of every day.
This is why we need robots.
The average cup of coffee has 0.1 grams of caffeine.
Right. That's why I said I think I average 60 grams of caffeine.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's pretty much constant.
So the average cup of coffee has 0.1 grams. The students were supposed to be given 0.3. So the amount of caffeine in three cups of coffee. Instead, they were given the amount of caffeine in 300 cups of coffee.
How do you mistake that? Like, really?
You move the decimal point.
Yeah, just...
I'm calling it.
It's kind of like Office Space, you know, where they were going to just steal a little bit of money, but
the fractions of the penny.
Fractions of a penny. Where a woman says she didn't know she was pregnant, and she, like, pops out a baby one day. Like, I don't buy it, you know? Like, that's not a mistake.
That's denial or something.
The cover-up.
The prosecutor said it would be mixed with water, that being the caffeine, would be mixed with water and orange juice, but they were erroneously given 30.7 grams and 32 grams of caffeine, which was 100 times the dose that they should have been given. He told the court that death has previously been reported after consumption of just 18 grams of caffeine, and that the students were left in life-threatening conditions.
Oh, my God.
The university, which has more than 30,000 students and a budget of almost 250 British pound, had switched from using caffeine tablets to powder, which meant that supervision was vital. The prosecutor said the staff were not experienced or competent enough, and they had never done it on their own. The university took no steps to make sure that the staff knew what to do, and the court was told about a catalog of errors that led to the overdose that could have easily been fatal. This included the calculation being done on a mobile phone, the decimal point being put in the wrong place, and there being no risk assessment for the test. Prosecutor says the failures to follow basic health and safety requirements were cumulative, persistent, longstanding, and systemic. The university failed in its duty to ensure the safety of its students. Now, what happened to the students after being given this well over 300-time dose of caffeine? Well, Mr. Rosetto, who has gone on to study a master's degree at the university, was kept in the hospital for 6 days, reported short-term memory loss, and had weight loss of 26.5 pounds in the 1 week he was hospitalized. Mr. Parkin was treated for 2 days in ICU and during that time lost 22 pounds. Both men have since made a full physical recovery but are also proceeding with their own civil claims. Judge Edward Bindloss, who imposed the fine, said the risk here was death. It should have been a high priority. A risk assessment should have been carried out and appropriately put into place and appropriate training to reduce the foreseeable risk. The test was perfectly proper. The error was in the calculation and the amount of caffeine. He said both were sportsmen and fit young men. Luckily for them and for everyone, they were in the sort of shape that was able to deal with this large amount of caffeine. He also ordered them to pay £26,000 in cost plus a victim surcharge, that being the university there. So is this something that the robots could wind up making sure doesn't happen if somebody programs it with the decimal point being in the wrong place?
Well, ideally that would be caught during a testing phase, so you...
But apparently there wasn't one.
Exactly. There's your problem. You develop, then you test, then you deploy.
Mm-hmm. So it's the whole, you know, Carpenter rule of cut twice, measure once.
Right, or software development.
I said that completely backwards, and you did not catch me. It's measure twice, cut once, not cut twice, measure once.
I'm talking about the way I do carpentry, so yours was exactly right.
Now, there was one time I was helping somebody with some carpet measurements, and I forgot that the carpet didn't reach all the way from the one wall to the other. I measured 5 times. But forgot to subtract the 5 inches of the 5-inch gap, and so it gets cut, and then it's like, oh, we've got this 5-inch gap. Well, just cut off here and use Gorilla Tape to fix this little piece of carpet back on.
These things happen.
Yeah. And again, you know, like, this is really bad to where the one guy was hospitalized for almost a week, lost over 26 pounds. During that week, the other guy was in ICU for 2 days, lost 22 pounds while he was in the hospital.
So now we know caffeine leads to weight loss.
Hey, there you go, callers.
That's why they, you know, would put large amounts of caffeine in, like, the stuff that's now banned, like Fen-Phen, and what was the other one?
Oh,
that had ephedra, which is basically caffeine, right?
Right, there were a few of them. But
I used to drink so much Red Bull back in the day.
Did you ever drink Four Loko?
Once.
I've
never
that.
Really a fan.
That, Heather, luckily, the board op caught that. naughty. But
sorry,
you know,
nobody
now,
ever gave me a list of what not to say.
Well, that's on there.
Where's my checklist?
Exactly.
we'll make sure you get the checklist here momentarily. But now, because, you know, the Four Loko is
power robot
banned,
that wouldn't have happened.
But now, because Four Loko is banned, people just wind up mixing their own Red Bull and vodka.
Right.
And
that's like a drink.
It's
so.
Basically the same thing. So instead of, you know, going to the store and paying $5 for a Four Loko, you pay however much for some vodka and Red Bull and just make your own Four Loko at home. Don't try this at home. It's a bad idea. And I forget what exactly I was talking to Ian, the main host of Free Talk Live. We were talking about something about how not for human consumption has basically become slang for smoke this to get high.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, it's really bad that people think not for human consumption is slang for smoke this to get high, because there are some things that you really should not smoke. You know, like kitty litter. Don't smoke it. little plastic shards. Don't smoke that. When they say not for human consumption, they generally mean not for human consumption. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website but have not been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices for the initial order. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24-hour, 7-day-per-week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. And Chris has a story about a government agency that probably should have looked into HostGator's 99.99% uptime rating. We'll get into that. But your calls first. We've got Jeff calling in from Elgin, Illinois, listening to 1410 WRMN. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. Well, you guys are talking about robots and also the idea of basically getting paid what you might call passive money if you were privately. So one question is, do you think people are just getting lazy? They don't want to work and, you know, between the two of those ideas?
I think there are some people that wind up because, you know, the current welfare system, they're able to wind up, you know, making more money, and I'm using air quotes there. They bring in more because of the welfare system than if they went and got a job working for, you know, $8 or $9 an hour. So there are some people that don't want to work because of that. There are other people that they wind up, you know, kind of getting stuck to where they want to work, but if they start working, then they lose this benefit or that benefit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, the whole purpose of the safety net is...
I have a friend specifically that applies to, where she was a single mom. She had a job. It was for she was a surgical coordinator for a doctor. So she would, like, coordinate the surgeries and schedules and book, you know, follow-ups and stuff like that for the doctor. And she worked with him for a few years, but got to a point because she was a single mom, so she lived in a subsidized two-bedroom apartment with her daughter, and
right.
She had some benefits and stuff like that. So she made decent money, like, well, a somewhat livable wage, I guess you could call it, but she still needed the help for, like, her rent and stuff like that.
Right.
But when she got offered a raise at her work, it ended up offsetting it so bad that she actually took a loss by getting a raise from her employer, so
right.
The employer agreed to pay her less.
Right, and
just,
you know,
to avoid that.
The whole concept of these welfare programs is that it's supposed to be that hand up, but as soon as somebody starts, you know, climbing up the rope a little bit,
right.
Oh, sorry, we're now kicking you back down another notch to make sure that you still need us to throw you the rope.
And there's mm-hmm. been a number of studies on that, and they've looked at it in different areas because this is one of those things that varies by region and by
yes.
sometimes by city, mm-hmm. Where, yeah, even... I can't remember. I think it was in Chicago, but I think it was a family of three, child plus parent, somewhere around $40,000 once their income hit that it did not make financial sense for them to work until they could find something that was like $65,000 or $70,000. So it wasn't, you know, that's for a family of three, that's not bloody rich, but it's still numbers that will grab most people's attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have the utmost compassion. I think that if we weren't giving so much of our money to Washington to distribute in the ways that it sees fit, or to our local governments to distribute in ways that they see fit, I think many more people would be willing to open their wallet and help their fellow man. You know, churches and things like that.
Jeff, any further thoughts?
Thank you. idea of, you know, having a guaranteed income, I think they called it. I think the communists are promoting that a lot, but they're trying to make it on government. If they went out and bought themselves a rental house, then they could have, it wouldn't be guaranteed, but they would have passive cash flow. But they don't, the communists think that you shouldn't have the right to accept rent, to get rent from, if you do have, if you actually went to the effort of buying a house, or if you work or have, you know, create value, they think that you shouldn't have that wealth. I talked to a local historic preservation society in two different towns, and the one in Elgin was friendly, and then when I called the one in Aurora, she acted disgusted about the idea that, oh, you would be making money. Well, doesn't she get paid? Don't the people in government get paid? And they think it's disgusting that people make money. If people didn't make money, no one would have money to give to them. Bad governments need to crash and burn. They need to fail, you know, go belly up economically so that that's the only way I can figure out to get rid of some of the bad governments where they're stealing from people.
Well, all governments steal from people, except for technically the government of Liberland doesn't steal from people. And I don't know if it's, you know, purely out of principle or because there's not actually anybody living in Liberland right now. I hope it's the former, not the latter. Jeff, thank you for the call. And, you know, speaking of Liberland, I don't know if there's any, you know, real updates on that, but Liberland is the idea of claiming this little portion of land between Serbia and Croatia that neither country claims. And there's actually, you know, a lot of little pieces of swampland.
Liberland already formed there. You know, I can't have it, Heatherland.
Well, there are several spaces on the Danube that neither country claims. And then there's a few other places that both countries claim, Liberland being one of the ones that neither country claims. However, every time someone has tried to go to Liberland, they've been arrested by the Croatian government, even though Croatia doesn't claim to own the land. So, you know, it's just this weird thing of, we don't claim it, but we'll arrest you for going there.
I suspect if they were to form a government based on the Constitution of Croatia and promise very friendly trade agreements with Croatia and would collect taxes that they would then pay to Croatia, the Croatians would probably be okay with it then.
Well, what was that called back in the Middle Ages when somebody was a lord and they had lands? They didn't necessarily call it taxes, but there was some kind of fealty.
You must pay fealty
to the crown. So, yes, if Liberland decided that, you know, they would become kneelers and pay fealty to the crown, I'm guessing that the Croatian government would not wind up arresting people.
And I
just love using the term kneelers because it's so, you know, apropos of what it is. You know, the people that just, like, sit and kneel before some government.
If you said fealty to the crown, people probably wouldn't think they wouldn't have the false illusion that they're free. So saying taxes kind of gives people that false illusion that they're not actually controlled.
Good point.
Good thought. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are people that advocate a universal basic income only doing so because they're lazy, or is it because they don't want to work? Are the people advocating for robot overlords just advocating for that because they don't want to work and they'd rather have robots do everything for them? Now, there are some things that robots can't do properly, and that would be build a functioning government website. Chris, you've got a story about
people build the robot.
Maybe the robots will wind up building themselves. We've already got things to where 3D printers can build other 3D printers.
Yeah, I think we're going to get to that. But this story talks about the Office of Government Ethics, and you can imagine with all the complaints about...
Hold on, so there's an Office of Government Ethics?
Believe it or not, I know that sounds like an oxymoron.
It does. It definitely does.
But,
you know, government and ethic, governments being, you know, these entities that claim a monopoly on the use of force in a given geographic landmass... And that includes the right to steal your money, which is not an ethical thing. If I came over and said, Chris, give me a bunch of money and I won't throw you in a cage. That would be an unethical, immoral thing. But if I've got this shiny badge that says government on it, then all of a sudden it's okay.
We're all good. Yeah, in this case, as people can imagine, the left, I think, has some issues with our current president. The office
you
of
don't gov- say.
Believe it or not, you heard it here first, folks. The Office of Government Ethics is back in the news as its website crashed for the second time in less than a month under a flood of inquiries. As it shows, this site cannot be reached. www.oge.gov took too long to respond. Does that mean old school?
Old government.
OG?
Office of Government Ethics.
Oh, there we go. I was thinking OG. The Office of Government Ethics website was down on Thursday after White House counselor Kellyanne Conway urged people to buy Ivana Trump's products, potentially violating federal ethics rules. The advisory agency typically works to vet people who run the country and detangle them from financial ties that may influence their work in public office.
All right, so you had mentioned this whole thing of Kellyanne Conway saying, you should buy stuff from Ivanka Trump, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What exactly was this? Because we discussed this, I think, prior to the show or during a news break.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned I was at the gym
right
on the recumbent bike, and they've got, you know, just a bunch of TVs hanging up. And I'll just, you know, like, look across. And there was something about, you know, Conway says, buy Ivanka Trump's stuff.
Right. So this goes back to Nordstrom. A lot of people are familiar with the Nordstrom company. They have very nice stores. But Nordstrom decided they were no longer going to carry Ivanka Trump's lines of clothing in their stores.
So was this some kind of political statement?
I think they said that
Are the conservatives now going to hashtag boycott Nordstrom's?
They already have. So that already happened, and of course our Twitter president promptly sent out a bunch of tweets bashing Nordstrom for daring to remove Ivanka's stuff.
Of course, this happens. Didn't he bash Budweiser for having a beer commercial about
immigration? Yes.
Adolphus Bush immigrating here to make beer. I want to brew beer.
Yeah, I got to say, the whole being president of the United States in 140 characters or less is really starting to get on my nerves.
Ugh.
Now, he's done some things that I don't disagree with at all. There's a lot of stuff I do disagree with, but I just the whole tweet every day just is kind of driving me nuts. So
yeah,
anyway.
What, Trump?
Well, in this case...
Does anybody know if he tweeted about the Patriots winning the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did you guys watch the game?
I did watch the last game. That was the best game I've ever seen.
I was doing this thing called being on Free Talk Live during the game.
I know this is broadcasted all over the country, and I'm really sorry for everybody else, but my Patriots won.
I know you're all jazzed.
I may or may not have lost $20 in 0.01 Bitcoin.
Oh,
allegedly.
0.01.
Okay. God, that was just an amazing, amazing game. It was the first time in Super Bowl history, I guess, that it went into an overtime round.
Correct.
Yes. They've won 5 times. We get it, Heather.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, don't hate.
I'm joking.
You know what I like about them, though? I really like the humility. And, like, all of the
Every time he does an interview,
Tom Brady, I've noticed this, he always mentions something good about the other team, and he always, like, says that they could have done something better. Like, he's very humble in that aspect. There's no arrogance and cockiness that comes across, and, like, I respect that.
I will say that the Patriots organization has taken a play out of Ric Flair's playbook and also Eddie Guerrero's playbook.
Time is back to professional wrestling.
Cheat to win.
Okay. You know what?
Dirtiest player in the game.
Don't hate our offense, you know?
Okay. Okay.
You know, when you're playing with deflated balls, underinflated balls.
Sounds like your balls are deflated.
I don't know if you can say that, Daryl.
Deflategate. Hashtag Deflategate. Hashtag Spygate.
Hashtag Hategate. Okay, quit hating.
Well, congratulations, Heather. Congratulations on your win. You are a fan.
Thank
you are a
you.
Diehard fan.
You know, this is my
she
ego redemption
win.
After the election.
No, the team that
win.
She cheers for won.
No,
but that is not Heather. When Heather does
you know
not
what?
Get a Super Bowl ring.
She doesn't, but I appreciate when my team wins. So yeah. When the Raiders win the Super Bowl.
You know what? I did help win. You know why? Because I bought a jersey, and my jersey went to that whole foundation that helped them have everything they have that make them successful. So
okay, so you won the game.
No.
Yeah, totally.
No, she did not. So let's get back into this government ethics thing.
Okay,
and
so
the NFL needs to have their own office of government ethics, but that's a topic for Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, but again, Kellyanne Conway, who is with the Bush administration, after all this stuff with Nordstrom went on, mm-hmm. went on to Fox News Channel, I think it was on Fox and Friends, but don't quote me on that, and said, you know, this is really unfair, and, you know, Ivanka's stuff is really high quality, and I buy a lot of it, and everybody out there should buy a lot of Ivanka Trump products,
is
too.
Is it imported?
Well, that... Didn't get into that, but the important thing to remember is that it is against government ethics regulations to promote, for a government official to promote a company or the products of a company of whom they are closely affiliated, and it, when you work
Hold
directly
on, but,
for the president.
But government officials do this all the time.
Like, I don't
congressmen
know if I
do
an
this
issue.
All
like,
the
what,
time.
What's to where the issue with it?
I wish they'd do more of it.
Because,
I wish
you know,
they were like the NASCAR sticker.
Congressmen all the time will say, I'm going to implement this tax incentive so that this company builds a plant in my district. How is that different from saying Ivanka Trump makes clothes
makes
that
fine,
I like?
Makes fine slacks.
How is that different? Now, if she's being paid of, hey, I'll give you $100 every time you mention my clothing line in interviews, I could see that being a violation of ethics, but just to, you know, be like, I really enjoy putting emergency in my smoothies.
Okay. We'll get into some of these questions you have because they're actually in the story here.
Good.
Let me see. The advisory agency typically works with people as typically this work happens quietly in the background when administration transitions from one president to another. But the OGE has received an extraordinary amount of spotlight as Donald Trump has become president.
We'll continue this story and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Is the Office of Government Ethics redundant and oxymoronic at the same time? Should it exist? 855-450-FREE.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie, jobs in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper.
Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story about the Office of Government Ethics having their website actually go down and crash completely.
Due to high volume.
due to a large number of people filing complaints about government not being ethical. But I repeat myself, government is never ethical.
Every time he says
it's
it.
It's like we were in our own torture.
I know. We will go to the phones here in just a moment. But if you're going to be doing any online shopping, start off by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There's links to Amazon, Newegg, several other merchants on there, all at shop.freetalklive.com. You don't pay any more when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. The only difference is that those merchants send us a little bit of the monies that you're sending them. Let's go to Paul, calling in from Fort Mojave, listening to K-Talks. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, what did you say, freetalk.nordstroms? What was that? Yeah, I was under the car. I just got done. I had to do a project for my pops in the garage. But I was laughing so hard, I almost hit my head about four times underneath the car.
Because concussions can really mess with you.
Well, you know, I don't know if the homeowner's insurance is going to cover it. But I was thinking about the nurse's thing. And so we won't even go into female hygiene products, but what if it was a deodorant or mouthwash? Would everybody boycott that? Or water?
I'm not boycotting deodorant, sorry.
I'm getting confused. I'm getting confused about what I'm supposed to boycott and then what I'm supposed to boycott so that people don't think I'm boycotting something.
I'll boycott the people
something.
Boycotting deodorant. That's what I'll boycott.
Right?
Get away with it.
Water. You know, I don't even go into the other stuff. Yeah, I was just thinking, you guys made me laugh so hard. I just want to tell you, thanks from the West Coast. It's 75 degrees. I'm sorry to tell you that.
I got to drive back on the
How many inches of sand do you have there in Fort Mojave?
Really?
Yep. And he hung up.
It's so crazy, the whole ride up here, too. Like, as soon as I get in my car and I'm driving, I turn on the radio, and they're talking about the weather, and they're like, yep, they're advising nobody to drive right now. Stay off the roads. And I'm thinking, do I really want to drive all the way there to talk about robots?
The answer is yes.
Yes, you did.
Every time.
Now, yes. If you had a robotic car, the car could have made the decision for you. Just saying.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the story here of where, what is this, Kellyanne Conway, the spokeswoman for Trump?
Head of communications or spokeswoman? I don't know her exact role. But I know she was his campaign manager, and so she gets a job.
And she was on some Fox News something and made some kind of statement about Nordstrom's really shouldn't have gotten rid of the Ivanka Trump line because it's high quality and it's really good stuff and you should go buy that.
You bet. The OGE chief has been one of the loudest critics of Trump's decision to remain the owner of his worldwide business empire with its vast web of financial interests. On Thursday, the OGE's website was overwhelmed by a surge of clicks. Quote, OGE's website, phone system, and email system are receiving an extraordinary volume of contacts from citizens about recent events, unquote, the agency said on Twitter. OGE spokesman Vincent Salamone did not comment on the specific reason behind the jump in inquiries, but the U.S. Political news cycle on Thursday was dominated by a potential federal ethics violation by a top White House advisor, Kellyanne Conway. Quote, go buy Ivanka's stuff, unquote, Conway said in an interview on Fox and Friends, later adding, quote, I'm going to give a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online, unquote. This came after several retail companies said they were dropping Ivanka Trump's fashion line because of poor sales. So it wasn't like she sort of said it in passing.
Yeah, she blatantly she said, gave a commercial. Yeah,
I'm going to give a free commercial here.
Now, the question still remains, as I see it, and maybe I'm looking at this incorrectly, but as I see it, the question is, was she paid to say that, or was she just saying it because she wanted to?
It doesn't matter from a federal ethics law's point of view. You just can't do it. It's one of those things. And this sentence gets into it a little bit. As NPR's Jim Zaroli explains, federal ethics rules bar executive branch employees from profiting through their positions, while the statute exempts the president. So that doesn't answer it yet. Yeah.
My question
how did she still profit?
Is, how is she profiting unless she's being paid to say this?
Conway is a White House employee, so the rules do apply to her. The OGE website does not have information about the rules. So I guess one could say that gaining favor with your direct supervisor is some form of enumeration. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it is what it is. Like, she was sort of pimping the whole Ivanka line.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I'm just, so confused about what I'm supposed to boycott and not boycott, because I don't want people to think that I'm boycotting something that I'm not going to buy anyway. Like,
I think it sounds like you want to go down to D.C. and maybe offer your support or defend Kellyanne Conway.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It kind of sounded that way, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Just a little bit.
No, what I'm saying is, the conservatives are saying boycott Budweiser.
Right.
I don't drink Budweiser, but I don't want people to think that I'm not drinking Budweiser because I'm a conservative. So, like, should I make a video of myself buying a six-pack of Bud to let people know that I'm not boycotting something?
Yeah.
Should I take an Uber to Starbucks? That way people, will then know that I'm not hashtag deleting Uber and hashtag boycott Starbucks.
you are very concerned with what other people think, and I don't think that's healthy, Daryl.
Yeah. I just don't want people thinking that I'm boycotting things that I'm not using anyway, because, you know, like, I already get accused of, you know, being a conservative and a liberal simultaneously. You know, like, there should not be a war on drugs. Oh, you're a filthy liberal. We shouldn't have taxes. Oh, you damn conservative.
Right.
So, you know, like, people already get confused anyway. So, I should just not boycott all the things. And how do I not boycott things that I don't purchase?
Quit using things. That's what you need to do. Just quit using everything. Then nobody will be able to figure it out.
So, you know,
what's he buying or not buying? I don't buy anything.
So I should, you know, like, just boycott going to your store?
Well, we'd hate to see you go, but we'd understand if that's where your true convictions lie.
So should I start a hashtag boycott Chris Reitman?
I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, I'd rather I didn't as well, because I really like Chris. And Heather, is there any more to this government ethic story?
Of course. Is there any more that's actually interesting? The top Republicans and Democrat on the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reforms, Representatives Jason Chaffetz and Elijah Cummings, wrote a letter to the OGE on Thursday asking for an investigation and report on Conway's comments. So I think the bottom line is you have a whole lot of upset people out there that really believe that this was a violation and everything should be done. I think if you would have had the same thing occur during the Obama administration, you probably would have heard crickets from the exact same people. I think it's completely
partisan. So this is a complaint from the ethics?
These are complaints to the Office of Government Ethics.
But then
these are the ones that are getting, of all the complaints filed, though, these are the ones getting attention?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Because Americans are petty.
Because of her clothing line. Like, you think about how many, like, just outrageous things are going on in government. Yeah, this is the one that makes the news.
Yeah, you know,
that
like the
goes
first
to show you can't trust. That's fake news.
No, it's not fake because it actually happened. It's
not
just
newsworthy.
Sensationalism.
It's not newsworthy.
Sure. You have the House Committee chairman that are just asking the question, what's going on here? Should charges be filed? You have people all across the country that are up in arms because she said this.
File charges in that whole Pizzagate thing, you know, like all the corrupt government people involved in that, you know, it's, for me, that's higher on my priority list than
and
her
what
clothing line that I can choose not to buy.
And what happened to Ben Swan?
We don't know. We'll have to talk about that next Thursday if we don't hear anything else.
I got a friend who works very closely with Ben.
I met him back in 2014. Yeah. He was the speaker at the Libertarian National Convention.
I got to talk to them and see if I can get some inside info.
Yeah, so we'll discuss that on another night. And as for tonight, we're out of time. You can always find us online at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. We'll be back tomorrow.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.